97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The world is run by machines.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Second Moon Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Carl Bittleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews.
Pew, pew. Hold pew, on. You pew. Missed your line, buddy.
No. It's once per show.
Oh, I didn't know we had a limit.
No. Well, okay. So here's what happened.
Oh, somebody talked to you.
No. I originally was doing it once per break, and I'm like, that's too much.
Too many pew-pews.
All right. And so then I did it once per show.
Okay.
And that was the one that made you laugh. Once I did it once per show, and it wasn't every single time, I got you to laugh, and that's why I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here to make
you laugh.
Well,
sorry to steal your line.
No, that's all right.
I feel like I'm on a Hollywood set. How
but
you doing,
Tony? I do want to show you both something. I got a text last week while the show was on.
All right.
This is radio. Can we explain it?
I'm showing it to Tony, and now I'm going to show it to you, Bo.
His other nickname.
It went dark.
Somebody sent his other nickname to him.
So my friend Mike was listening to the show last week.
Uh-huh.
And said
and referred to him as
New Chad.
Hello, New Chad. Carl Middleman is New Chad. We got a great show for you today. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to our friends out at Osage County Guns. We are also going to talk to Harrison Cone. Yes, off the air. I was just telling you these guys that I had another email today from another Harrison of all. The days.
Harrison Ford.
That yes. I'm going to talk to a Harrison.
Got my car.
George Harrison.
I've talked to two Harrisons. How does that happen, right? So Harrison Cone is going to be joining us in a little bit. He is the author of a new book that we will talk to him about momentarily. And we are now going to start the show the way we always do with our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, how's it going, dude?
Good. How are you guys?
Can't complain.
Well, you could. I would listen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm a good listener.
That's a good point. How are things at the shop, Aaron?
Sales are brisk.
Wow.
So, we're getting inventory in, but it's going right in to fill back orders. We do have stuff making it to the wall, guns, ammo, et cetera. But if you know what you're seeking, you need to come in and get on a waiting list, and we're banging through those lists. With inventory we're getting.
You know, as busy as the new president has been, historically busy with executive orders, big deal ones too, you know, things that are really impactful to the country and definitely controversial and things we could talk about, of all of the executive orders that he's written so far, he has not encroached on the Second Amendment in any way. He hasn't... That hasn't made it across his desk yet. Are you a little surprised about that, Aaron?
Not really. I think they're going to craft it in a way that will stand the test. If it gets challenged.
Can't do that in executive order. No executive order can stand the test. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, he's going to need more than that. But I understand what you're saying. Like that something that he can force diligently. Yep. Yeah.
The other part too is they've got a bunch of bills now filed. In Congress for gun control, so that is going to come down the pipe. I think you're going to start seeing that heat up more in the February March timeframe after we get done with the whole let's go after Trump and try him in the Senate. So
that's a whole nother. Are your customers talking about that? Do your customers talk about politics a lot when they're in the store?
Yeah, hit and miss, you know. So it's just kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah. Well, are you surprised that Biden hasn't, what is it? It's like 36 executive orders so far, more than any other president. And I thought there would be some Second Amendment stuff on day one, but there hasn't been.
Well, we were threatened with that, right?
Yeah,
we were threatened
absolutely.
That, Beto was going to come knocking on our door and, it hasn't happened. I would like to go back to your guns on the wall thing, Aaron, that you're selling. When you create a list of things that are wanted, Tony wants to buy the brand new Corvette. He goes to, Weber Chevrolet, says, I want the brand new Corvette. Is that how you do it, or is it do you have a system? How does that work for people that want to come and buy a firearm from you?
So let's say that somebody says, I want a Glock 19. We have a list of customers who want a Glock 19 name, phone number, And then as we get those in, you know, let's say we get five of them in or 10 of them in, we will start calling those customers on that list. Hey, do you want it?
Nice.
Yes or no. And then we just kind of work our way down and through.
Okay.
So
did you happen to see the story? I sent it to Tony about the gun store that did not want to sell to liberals specifically. Did you happen to hear that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's a Missouri story. Jeff City, right?
Yeah, Jeff City or Kansas City? I was looking it up.
Yeah, it's a Missouri story. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
So, yeah, I did see that pop up. I mean, you know, whatever. There's definitely been lots of
Jeff City
controversy on that, whether it's, you know, the wearing the mask. If you wear a mask in here, we won't serve you, even though you're supposed to wear a mask or whatever. I really don't pay attention to that a whole lot.
You're saying that other gun stores are saying that. You're not saying that's what you do at Southern Armory.
Oh, no. Yeah. But can you legally do that? Can you legally say, we can go back to the wedding cake for the gay couple and say, we're not going to, you know what I mean?
That's a great question, Aaron. What as a business owner, can you do that? Can you say, look, we don't want masks in here. We need you to leave. Or since it's a county... Well, it's not a county mandate for businesses, though, I don't think. You would know better than us, Aaron, because you own a business. What are all the rules around that?
The mask thing, I'm not even getting involved. You want to wear it, you don't want to wear it,
right?
That's fine, too.
Right.
You know, here's the deal. I'm not the mask police, and I'm just going to stay in my lane.
My thing is, look, there's a plenty of debate that I could have with somebody who's has extremely liberal views, but... If you want to buy a gun, it's okay with me.
And you've got the money.
It's a liberal who probably doesn't line up with very many conservative ideas, but probably doesn't want, if they're buying a gun, they probably don't want it taken away from them.
Yeah. Well.
So they're probably going to be on the side of the Second Amendment, at least at some level.
There are shades of gray.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not black and white.
Amen. Well said. Yeah exactly
and
right.
The other part, too, is it is a civil liberty. You know, what are your rights to have a firearm? So
yeah, the more people that buy guns, the more, and especially the more, like, Aaron, how many first-time gun buyers? I mean, we've talked about it all year. How many first-time gun buyers have come through your door in the last year?
A lot. And here's the thing, and like my wife will say this too, you could pick out who's, you know, new and who's seasoned. You can also pick out who is left-leaning versus right-leaning very easily. And so it's just, you know, it's a whatever, you know. But
what percentage of your customers in the last year would you say are first-time gun owners?
It's probably a good split.
50-50?
There.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot, though.
That's a ton. Yeah, that's incredible.
There's definitely a lot of new gun owners in there.
And I've been hearing, too, that shooting ranges are backed up. CCW classes are backed up, what I heard yesterday, through March.
Yeah, because they haven't been able to have one. Yeah.
Right.
They're so far behind. All these new gun owners... And Aaron, you can fill us in on this exactly, but there's all these new gun owners, and many of them haven't had a chance to take a class, right?
Or to even get out and shoot it.
Right. Yeah, great point.
Yeah, you have the county, St. Louis County, who's done legislating here. I don't know if you call it legislating, but who has said, you know, you can only have a X number of capacity, you know, in the building. For a while there, they just had a number of, like, you can't have more than 10 people in a store. You know, it was just kind of ridiculous. And so, you know, how can you have a class of 10, 15, 20 people and still kind of be in that, you know? And we've seen stories here where they're pulling business licenses for restaurants and liquor licenses and all this other stuff for not abiding by it. And so it's kind of a, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know, kind of deal. So it's the whole thing is just kind of effed up. We'll put that, that's the polite way to put it. And as the vaccines roll out, like them, hate them, whatever, I think you're going to start seeing a lot of these restrictions kind of go away, and hopefully life gets back to normal by, let's say, summertime. But
yeah, Aaron, is there a similarity in the new gun owners? Is there a particular gun, like a very specific gun, a make and model that is very popular with new gun owners, or is there a, if it's not that specific, is there a style of gun that is most popular?
A trend?
With, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been selling a lot of, like, 22 long rifles.
Really?
Yeah, hunting. Like, you know, like the cartridge. Mm-hmm. So whether it's like a, you know, a 10-22 or a, you know, Ruger, you know, kind of pick, you know, your variety of 22 long rifle handgun, that's generally, like, the ones that are just kind of testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
They've read somewhere that that's a good gun to start with, just to learn the fundamentals. They're not wrong. Then you have others that are coming in and they just have a budget in mind. Some people don't have a realistic budet. You know, I need a gun for $100. It's like, doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Squirt guns.
You know.
Sell squirt guns.
Yeah, no kidding.
And when you have a new gun owner, you know that they've never owned a firearm before. Do you guys at the store take more time explaining how to break it down or how to clean it or anything like that? Or do you direct them to YouTube, or what do you do?
Yeah, so no, there's definitely a lot more time spent with that specific customer, so they have an idea of the fundamentals. You know, hey, these are the safety deals, and then, you know, you're selling them a cleaning kit and, you know, eye protection and ear protection, because they don't have any of that stuff. They just don't realize that they need it. So you don't want to set them up for failure where they go to a range and they're like, oh, I need to buy this, buy that, now it's dirty and I got to clean it. You know, they just don't understand. You know, I kind of equate it to, some people go, wait a minute, all this stuff just doesn't come with it. You know,
right. Like,
this is not a, right. This is not a car.
It doesn't come with bullets?
It's been, you know, Aaron, it's yeah. been, while we're on this topic.
That's a joke, though. You know, what do you mean, does it come with ammo? It's like a car. It should come with a full tank of gas. And it's like, you know,
uh-huh. That's funny.
Not how this works.
It's been a very long time since we've had the whole right tool, right job discussion. So maybe as a little bit of a refresher while we're kind of on the topic, one of the things that we used to get questioned about all the time in the early days of this show were people that would text or tweet me or send Aaron Facebook messages asking, first-time gun owners asking, what is the best gun to have if you're a first-time gun owner and you just want to have that home protection? They're always looking for a specific answer.
Sure.
And I have my answer and I have my opinion. But Aaron, for people that do have that question, that may, you know, be one of those first-time gun owners that are going to be looking for a gun in the near future that are listening, what is your advice to people that are asking, well, you know, I've never had a gun before. I just want some protection around the house, but I don't know what type of gun to get. What is your answer to that question?
Right. So that's not and what they're looking for is a specific make and model. They want you to say.
Exactly. They want somebody to tell. Yeah. They want a specific answer.
First time car owner, Chevy Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Get a Smith & Wesson M&P, you know, XYZ.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just, it does not work like that. The gun that's going to be right for you is going to be different than me or Bo or new Chad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to be different. So you need to come in, you need to put them in your hand, see what feels good. Make sure that you can press the trigger, manipulate the slide, open the cylinder, you know, load, unload. We have snap caps in the store for a reason, so you can, you know, feel what it's like to load a magazine, feel what it's like to put it in, rack the slide, and that's going to be different from every individual. Now, once you get in and you start doing that, you're like, hey, I like how this feels. I don't like how this feels. I like this. I don't like that. You know, now we can kind of narrow it to, hey, look at this gun, and this gun. But then the person that's, we're going to help right after you, maybe the complete opposite,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they want, you know, a thicker grip, you know, not single stack. They want, you know, double action versus, you know, striker fire versus single action. So there's lots of avenues to go. You know, and right now it's difficult because across the board, every gun store in America is having issue getting guns and having issues getting ammunition. And the ones that tell you they're not having any issues at all are lying to you. Like, I mean, it's just, it's across the board. And then several groups of all they are in these groups are people who work in gun stores, people who own gun stores, people who do, you know, repairs on firearms or certified armors and gunsmiths. And everybody in there, you know, is like, does anybody have this part? Does anybody have this part? Does anybody have this gun? Anybody have this magazine? I'll trade you. You know what I'm saying? You got guys that are buying a plethora of one specific caliber ammunition in the hopes that they can trade other gun stores for ammunition. Mm-hmm. So they have a, you know, so they have a variety.
Right.
And, you know, I've been hunting one specific part for a gun, and all of our normal suppliers just don't have this part. And I finally ran it down the other day in one of those groups. The guy was like, nice. Yeah, I've got one here, you know.
Nice.
Give me $5 and a couple bucks to ship it. And I was like, done.
That feels good. Feels good when a plan finally comes together. Aaron, yeah, so we got to wrap up this segment. But before we do, I want to remind people, as we're talking about these kind of things, about learning about your gun, you know, even if you are a longtime gun owner, there's no such thing as too much education. The Southern Armory Facebook page is a great place to go to ask questions to Aaron and watch videos. He's been putting videos up for years there that on all different types
of videos on cleaning, sight install, sighting in your firearms. There's in one group the other day, and a guy was like, hey, I need to do a detail cleaning on an M1 carbine. Can I just take it somewhere? I'm like, you can bring it to me and I can do it, or I've got a video that's literally like an hour long. Every
so great.
You know, spring and screw, et cetera, has come out. Watch that. You get stuck. Send me a message and I'll help you through it.
So if people want to find you online, in person, all that stuff, how do they do it?
So you come visit us. We're 1 mile east of 270 and 44 on Watson Road, 9901 Watson Road. You can find us on Facebook, Southern Armory, or Second Amendment News Podcast. We just kind of have the political discussions on live streams, etc. And then, of course, you can find us at SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that is the owner of Southern Armory, Aaron Tarlow. Aaron, great to talk with you, dude. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll chat with you next week. Bye.
All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we are going to talk to author Harrison Cohn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got my headphones on my skull.
Yeah, I was going to say. Those aren't the Z-Bones. Those aren't our buddies, right? Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
There it is. New Chad. And, of course, my partner, Bo Matthews. We haven't talked about the snow at all. Did you guys get outside?
I did.
This during the week at all?
Took wonderful pictures before it all got ruined by people.
Right? I mean, it's almost February and we haven't seen any snow.
It's been pretty rare. We had one snow back in like late November.
Yeah, but not really any accumulation. Like, this was the first one that had any accumulation. My kids loved it.
As isolated as I've been, I go out to get firewood and come back in. That's my exposure.
Yeah.
My neighbor, he fell on the ice this morning, broke his ankle, or thinks he did. It took him a half hour to crawl back to the house.
Dude.
It's what he gets for stealing your fish.
So I talked about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
Good one, Carl. I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week on the Dave Glover show, but it's funny you say that. I thought I broke my ankle last weekend.
Really?
I still have a big ankle brace on right now.
Wimp.
No.
Did you break it or no?
I don't know. It hurt real bad for a while.
And did anybody help you?
It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
So nobody helped you?
No, and made the decision not to go, almost went to the emergency room, didn't, and have just been wearing a brace all week. And
most importantly, was it caught on camera?
No, it was not. It was not. But it's funny that you say broken ankle, because I haven't even talked about that, and I've been dealing with that all week.
I was moving firewood a couple of years ago, and we have security cameras, and I mean, you see me going back and forth, because I rewound the video to see it, going back and forth, all of a sudden, boom, gone. I came down to the house. I was fine. My first thought was, is my phone okay? What a weird thought. So I go down to the house, and I said, did you see that? Because we got a screen on. And my wife's like, no. And so
rewind
I backed
the
it
tape.
Up. Yeah, so we did. But it never went online, though.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. You know, it was.
Did
it
you
was
save it?
Easy. No.
With the snow thing with kids. So, you know, my kids are run the gamut. I have a senior in high school.
And a six-month-old.
And a three-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the 10-year-old, the fourth grader, in the middle. And, you know, snow in the morning used to be a big deal. It could be like, wait a minute, do I not have to go to school
right,
today?
Did
exactly.
I put an orange in the freezer?
Now none of that even, it's because they're still in virtual school, and it's like, it doesn't even matter, the snow.
No snow days.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but they have them built in.
Yeah.
They should have them built in. Yeah. So,
but it's not the same. It's not like you get to stay, it's not like, oh, I get to stay home today. Because it's snowing,
right.
they're at home.
They get to go to the park and sled.
They're at home every day, so it's not quite the same. We are going to talk to, as I mentioned in that last segment, Harrison Cohn. He's the author of Saber Down. We're going to talk to him here momentarily. I was reading a little bit about Harrison before our chance to talk with him. And in his bio, he talks about being a Second Amendment advocate. So it's great, of course, to have him on this show. Also says that he is an adventurer. So hopefully he is one of those that also enjoys the great outdoors, which we talk about here all the time on the show. And anytime we're talking about the great outdoors, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They're your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearms enthusiasts. I talked to Jesse this week. They have been slammed like all gun stores. Stopping and seeing them on Manchester in De Pere, just a half mile east of 270. Find them online at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you.
Very good. And let's go ahead and get Harrison on the line right now. Again, the new book is called Saber Down, and the author is Harrison Cohn, who joins us. Harrison, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us today. How's it going?
Hey, I appreciate it. It's going well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. So it's my understanding this is your very first book. So this is kind of your introduction to everybody out there. Tell us a little bit about you and the inspiration to write the book.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is my debut novel. I am the grandson of a Marine that fought as a machine gunner in World War II in the Pacific,
very cool.
In Guadalcanal.
Yeah.
And so I just grew up on his stories, you know, the funny ones and the more sobering ones. And it always, you know, being a writer and just kind of having that talent, I always wanted to write about the kind of warrior that my grandfather is. And that's really what birthed the characters, the protagonist in the novel. Was, you know, who would my grandfather be if he was on the front lines today?
Wow.
And so that's what that inspiration came from, and he likes it, so I guess I did a pretty good job.
And is he still around?
Yeah, he's 100 years old.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, he drinks scotch with the best of them.
Wow.
And he's quite a character.
What an incredible resource to not only to you and your book, but just to just anybody historically, that they're, you know, we're losing, unfortunately, those guys quickly, and to have somebody like that still around that can tell their stories and remind us of those experiences, that has to be an absolutely amazing resource for you to have, Harrison.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're real fortunate.
Have you had a chance to take him on an honor flight to D.C.?
Yeah, we did that. It was years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was,
cool.
Yeah, we went for the opening of the World War II Memorial. And so he enlisted in Maryland, and so we got to stand there at the Maryland Memorial, and I got a photo of him. This was before he needed a walker, so you know, he's still standing tall and proud in front of that. And that was like the most moved I had ever seen him when he was looking at those stars. And it was quite an amazing experience. He was ended up being interviewed by a French journalist that same trip. So it was just a fun trip all around for us.
Wow. Well, cool. Getting to the book, Saber Down, Harrison, would you say that this is a fiction book inspired by true events?
I would. Yes.
So tell us about the book a little bit, and you know what people can expect if they go pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So the book follows a Marine Raider captain named David Shaw, who is wounded in an ambush in Afghanistan. And he faces a forced medical retirement that he doesn't want. And in the midst of all of this, his team is reassigned to an assignment in Michigan, in Yemen. And they tragedy strikes in Yemen, and Shaw just watches it unfold, and he makes a decision to find out why. Find out why it happened. It leads to conspiracy and black arms dealers and all sorts of great stuff. And he trots the world getting revenge for his dead teammates.
Nice. Good stuff. I love it. Has this pandemic, do you know, being an author, you know, Bo and I were talking right before, off the air, before we had you on, about readers and, you know, and the popularity of books and all of these people that have been stuck in their home and sort of, you know, have more time on their hands than they used to. Have you seen, like, people coming back to the written word, to books? Is this a kind of almost a renaissance period as people are kind of, you know, remember, like, we talked a lot about on this show about how it's been that way for the great outdoors. Our guys that have gun stores and fishing stores and, you know, sell camping gear are seeing better sales right now than they've seen in years because people are rediscovering all of these things. Yeah. Do you think that books fall in that same discussion?
You know, I don't know. You know, being my debut, I have nothing to compare it to on a personal and professional metric, but I imagine that's the case for some. But I also imagine, you know, with Netflix and all these streaming services that, you know, especially my generation, you know, I'm 30, is probably just binging more shows.
Yeah.
For the record, I've seen everything on Netflix. I've seen everything.
I think most people have at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, books like hopefully books like this will bring people back, you know, sort of rediscover this kind of storytelling and you know, entertainment.
It's a nice escape. I'm a reader, and that's usually a question. Are you a reader? Are you not a reader? Now, do you also have an offer of Saber Down as an audiobook version for those people like Tony that don't like to read? Yeah, I didn't say doesn't know how.
I didn't say I don't like to read.
You just said you don't read.
I don't read very many books, but that kind of was the source of my question because, you know, I have been picking them back up again for the first time in a long time because we have those kind of times. But yeah, is there an audiobook option? Harrison?
There's not currently. There's Kindle, ebook, and then paperback and hardcover. That's
Bo's available.
Yeah, Bo's only asking that question because he wants you to pay him to read it because he's got that great voice.
Stop, I'm not. Dude, that was not set up.
Definitely in the works.
So, Harrison, what do you have plans for another book? Like, you said it was your first experience. Is this what you plan on doing? Do you have more ideas, more books to write, or was this kind of a one-off inspired by your grandfather's story?
Oh, no, yeah. This is book two is in the works.
Nice.
And follows the characters that make it through this one. And there are, you know, always stories.
That's a tease.
You know, going, yeah, right?
Not everybody makes it.
Read it, don't know who's going to make it, who's not. But yeah, I mean, there's always stories. You know, I got a journal full of different ideas from, you know, I'm partial to, like, the AWOL special operations soldier, the one that's just said, like, I've been burned enough. And, you know, what does that individual do? You know, when the rules of engagement, you know, end up getting buddies of his killed, like, at what point does he say, you know, the patriotism and versus, you know, the loyalty to his friends drive him to be like, you know, I'm done. I'm going to do my own thing. And that's just something that I've always wanted to explore. And the first time David Shaw appeared on page, that was who he was. That was the first book that never saw the light of day, as you know, many don't. And this book is really the prequel to that one. So maybe that'll come out down the road. But my hope is that when people pick up Saber Down, they can experience the realism. You know, I've had some Army guys, some former Delta guys, and I got a MARSOC buddy reading it now, and they're all saying how real it is over, you know, some of the other stuff. You know, it's not a clip that goes into a gun, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's got to feel good.
Not anybody can just, yeah. To get that kind of, that praise. You know, there's a scene in the book in Arlington National Cemetery, and this Delta buddy of mine said he was moved to tears by it, you know. And so to have that, get that compliment is really surreal. And so anybody who has read novels where anybody can pick up a gun and shoot it, or there's clips, or, you know, you just roll your eyes at the wrong terminology, or just like, hey, the good guy wouldn't do that. That's not how an operator would work, or that's not how a Marine would function. I think you'll really enjoy kind of the realism that's present in Saber Down.
That's great stuff. That is Harrison Cohn, the author of Saber Down. I know you can get the book basically anywhere you get books. Do you have a preferred way for people to pick up the book? And also, if people want to follow you as you progress, you know, with this second book, do you have social media that people can see what you're up to on?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find all social media and all avenues to purchase the book at harrisoncohn.com.
Great stuff. Harrison Cohn, the book is Saber Down. Thank you for your time today. Good luck. And when the next book comes out, we'll have you back on. Looking forward to talking to you again. And
if there's ever a movie, I'm also an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you need that audiobook, Bo is ready to go. Give him a sample. Give him a sample.
No, I'm not doing it.
All right.
And then he walked down the street.
That was Carl Miller.
Harrison, please pass on our appreciation to your grandfather for his service and for a great life of patriotism. That's really important stuff. Thank you so much for your time today, Harrison. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thanks. Bye, guys.
All right, let's take another quick break. And when we get back, we'll talk to our friends at Osage County Guns. What are you shaking your head about? You don't like when we do that, especially new guests.
You,
right?
You giving me the shameless plug.
Hey,
you
he started it.
Both of you did it.
I was thinking it.
He said it.
He beat me to it. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to guys at Osage County Guns when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Oh. What is this?
Bulletproof.
Oh, there you go.
Bye.
LaRue.
This song is it's Bulletproof by LaRue.
This song's 11 years old, by the way.
Could you guess that, Bo?
I got nothing. Never heard it in my life.
So normally, yeah, the music on this show has always been, when Chad was here, it was just all over the place.
Random. But new Chad.
New Chad has a theme, which I like, which is always, you know, kind of show related. Whether it be guns or fishing or hunting.
Outdoors. Or,
so it really should be referred to as new and improved Chad.
Ooh, wow. I talked to old Chad the other day.
Definitely. I definitely wouldn't put the word improved in there.
Chad says hello to everyone, by the way.
Yeah, Chad.
He's got my number.
Yeah, he's doing great.
He said, enjoy the snow.
We got to get him back. Yeah, yeah, because he's in Arizona now, so he's not dealing with any of that stuff. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with new Chad, Carl
Hello.
Middleman, and, of course, Bo Matthews. Great stuff there from Harrison Cohn, the author of Saber Down. Great conversation with him. Earlier, of course, we also talked to Aaron Tarlow, and in just a moment, we're going to talk to the guys from Osage County Guns. If you missed any of today's show, make sure you check out our podcast. We release two podcasts of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors every week. The show podcast comes out on Friday, so you actually get a chance to hear the show before it even airs on 97.1 or KMOX. And then the podcast exclusive comes out every Monday and is exactly that. It's further conversation that you can only get there on the podcast. You can get the Second Amendment Radio podcast anywhere you get podcasts. I recommend the radio.com app. And as I said, the guys from Osage are going to join us for the rest of the show, and they're going to stick around for that podcast exclusive, so make sure you don't miss any of it. Let's go ahead and get John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns on the line with us now. Boys, how's it going?
Hello, we are good.
Yeah, good. John, are you feeling okay?
I am feeling pretty good. I would say 99%.
So, yeah, John is newly recovered from a bout with the COVID.
Ooh, how bad did it get, guy?
You know what? I'm going to knock on wood. I think I was pretty lucky, and I did not have significant or serious symptoms.
No hospital?
I went to urgent care.
There you go.
So I had an overlap of COVID and a sinus infection.
Ooh.
So the sinus infection symptoms were worse than the COVID symptoms.
Yeah.
So went to the urgent care, got checked and they did a rapid test and it came back positive, which I expected.
Yeah.
I lost my taste.
Yeah. That's so, the weird thing about this virus, man. It's so random. Some people have it and it's nothing. And then obviously some people have it and it's much more serious. I want to talk more about that experience with you in the podcast. So yeah. Everybody needs to stick around and download that podcast when it comes out on Monday. And we'll talk a little bit more about that then. While we have time left on the show here, what's the latest at Osage County Guns? We have a new president, and you know, there's all this political talk about, you know, things that could be changing as far as your Second Amendment rights. What's been the reaction to the customers, and what's happening out there in the store?
Yeah, you know, I guess everything is still just kind of moving in the same direction it has been. You know, I think that the reality check kind of set in at Inauguration Day, and yeah. I think we saw a little burst as a result of that. You know, I guess, you know, maybe people were kind of holding out for a Hail Mary of something that just didn't come, and maybe some of the stimulus money has helped as well. You know, but I know, you know, we've seen an increase in sales, which is hard to believe. And, you know, on the retail side, Jake can speak to that, but our floor traffic is up quite a bit.
Yeah. Jake, how is it? What is it like out there right now as far as inventory on the shelves? We talk about Osage County Guns in Wright City, Missouri. Huge store, 6,000 square feet of retail space. So you guys are able to hold a larger inventory than most, but the pressure's been immense this year. How are things out there right now?
You know, it's skinny. There's still product there, but it's nowhere near what it was. And, you know, when we're getting product in, we're getting a lot, but it's moving so fast that it, you know, doesn't make it out to the floor long. And if it is there, it's not very long. So, you know, ammo's the same story, right? So everybody's dying to buy as much ammo as possible. And so it's trickling. You know, I'll get a pallet one time and we'll have some, and then I may only get a case or two a little later. And, but it's all trickling. It's just, I foresee this next year going to be exactly what it is. Well, it's just going to be little spurts of product here and there, and you know, pick up what you can where you can.
Yeah.
And guys, are you still seeing new faces coming in? I mean, with your fame on this show, are the more recognition you guys are getting now that you've got this beautiful store? Are you getting a lot of new faces coming in from the outskirts, still wanting to see the place?
Yeah, you know, we every day we have a couple customers that come in the door and say, "Hey, you know, I've driven by 100 times and I've never had time to stop." And we've had some incredible customers that have heard us on the show and come in and seen us, which is fantastic. And a lot of word of mouth, especially when you have items that are sought after like gold right now with ammunition.
And the Second Amendment Radio T-shirt. You know, that's...
And the T-shirt.
you ever run out of those?
Right. So all the way from Jefferson City, we have people coming out because they heard we had some ammo and they needed it. So
very good. Yeah, if people want to come out and visit you and haven't had a chance to get out there yet, tell people how to find you in person, website, social media, all that stuff.
Yeah, shop our website at osagecountyguns.com. We're going to be actually launching a new and improved website here in the next couple of days. And you can see most of our in-stock inventory. What's great is you can actually buy it on the website and select in-store pickup. So for something that you've had trouble finding, that's recommended because you can lock it down and it guarantees it doesn't sell out between the time you saw it and got to the store. So otherwise, hit us on Google. That's, you know, easiest way to get to us.
Yeah, and you're really, honestly, if you haven't taken the time to go out there to Wright City to see this store in person, you can look at the website and, you know, the inventory and all that, but it doesn't do it justice until you walk in the doors, because the store is huge. It's new, so it's beautiful. You can pick up the shirt while you're there.
nice plug.
Good.
So, what have you guys been filling the shelves with?
I mean, that's going to have to wait for the podcast.
No.
Yes.
I want it now.
No.
Okay.
We'll ask that question on the podcast, because unfortunately we are out of time. But yeah, make sure you check out the guys online at osagecountyguns.com and make sure you check out the podcast exclusive, as we will be able to continue this conversation with John Dawson and Jake Fair. Right now, we got to wrap up the show for Bo Matthews and and Carl Middleman. I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh. What is this?
Bulletproof.
Oh, there you go.
By
LaRue.
This song is it's Bulletproof by LaRue.
This song's 11 years old, by the way.
Could you guess that, Bo?
I got nothing. Never heard it in my life.
So normally, yeah. The music on this show has always been, when Chad was here, it was just all over the place.
Random. But new Chad
has a theme, which I like, which is always, you know, kind of show related, whether it be guns or fishing or hunting.
Outdoors.
It really should be referred to as new and improved Chad.
Ooh, wow. I talked to old Chad the other day.
Definitely. I definitely wouldn't put the word improved in there.
Chad says hello to everyone, by the way.
Yeah, Chad.
He's got my number. He's doing great.
he said, enjoy the snow.
We got to get him back. Yeah, because he's in Arizona now, so he's not dealing with any of that stuff. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with new Chad, Carl
hello.
Middleman, and, of course, Bo Matthews. Great stuff there from Harrison Cohn, the author of Saber Down. Great conversation with him earlier. Of course, we also talked to Aaron Tarlow. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to the guys from Osage County Guns. If you missed any of today's show, make sure you check out our podcast. We release two podcasts of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors every week. The show podcast comes out on Friday, so you actually get a chance to hear the show before it even airs on 97.1 or KMOX. And then the podcast exclusive comes out every Monday and is exactly that. It's further conversation that you can only get there on the podcast. You can get the Second Amendment Radio podcast anywhere you get podcasts. I recommend the radio.com app. And as I said, the guys from Osage are going to join us for the rest of the show, and they're going to stick around for that podcast exclusive, so make sure you don't miss any of it. Let's go ahead and get John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns on the line with us now. Boys, how's it going?
Hello, we are good.
Yeah, good. John, are you feeling okay?
I am feeling pretty good. I would say 99%.
So, yeah, John is newly recovered from a bout with the COVID.
Ooh, how bad did it get, guy?
You know what? I'm going to knock on wood. I think I was pretty lucky, and I did not have significant or serious symptoms.
No hospital?
I went to urgent care.
There you go.
So I had an overlap of COVID and a sinus infection.
Ooh.
So the sinus infection symptoms were worse than the COVID symptoms.
Yeah.
So went to the urgent care, got checked, and they did a rapid test, and it came back positive, which I expected.
Yeah.
I lost my taste.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about this virus, man. It's so random. Some people have it and it's nothing, and then obviously some people have it and it's much more serious. I want to talk more about that experience with you in the podcast. So everybody needs to stick around and download that podcast when it comes out on Monday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that then. While we have time left on the show here, what's the latest at Osage County Guns? We have a new president, and you know, there's all this political talk about, you know, things that could be changing as far as your Second Amendment rights. What's been the reaction to the customers and what's happening out there in the store?
Yeah, you know, I guess everything is still just kind of moving in the same direction it has been. You know, I think that the reality check kind of set in at Inauguration Day, and I think we saw a little burst as a result of that. Maybe people were kind of holding out for a Hail Mary of something that just didn't come. And maybe some of the stimulus money has helped as well. We've seen an increase in sales, which is hard to believe. And, you know, on the retail side, Jake can speak to that, but our floor traffic is up quite a bit.
Yeah. Jake, how is it? What is it like out there right now as far as inventory on the shelves? We talk about Osage County Guns in Wright City, Missouri. Huge store, 6,000 square feet of retail space. So you guys are able to hold a larger inventory than most, but the pressure's been immense this year. How are things out there right now?
You know, it's skinny. There's still product there, but it's nowhere near what it was And, you know, when we're getting product in, we're getting a lot, but it's moving so fast that it, you know, doesn't make it out to the floor long. And if it is there, it's not very long. So, you know, ammo's the same story, right? So everybody's dying to buy as much ammo as possible. And so it's trickling, you know, I'll get a pallet one time and we'll have some, and then I may only get a case or two a little later. And, but it's all trickling. It's just, I foresee this next year going to be exactly what it is. Well, it's just going to be little spurts of product here and there, and you know, pick up what you can where you can.
Yeah.
And guys, are you still seeing new faces coming in? I mean, with your fame on this show, are the more recognition you guys are getting now that you've got this beautiful store, are you getting a lot of new faces coming in from the outskirts still wanting to see the place?
Yeah. You know, we every day we have a couple customers that come in the door and say, hey, you know, I've driven by 100 times and I've never had time to stop. And we've had some incredible customers that have heard us on the show and come in and seen us, which is fantastic. And a lot of word of mouth, especially when you have items that are sought after like gold right now with ammunition.
And the Second Amendment Radio T-shirt. You know, that's...
And the T-shirt.
you ever run out of those?
Right. So all the way from Jefferson City, we have people coming out because they heard we had some ammo and they needed it. So
very good. Yeah, if people want to come out and visit you and haven't had a chance to get out there yet, what's you know, tell people how to find you in person, website, social media, all that stuff.
Yeah, shop our website at OsageCountyGuns.com. We're going to be actually launching a new and improved website here in the next couple of days, and you can see most of our in-stock inventory. What's great is you can actually buy it on the website and select in-store pickup. So for something that you've had trouble finding, that's recommended because you can lock it down and it guarantees it doesn't sell out between the time you saw it and got to the store. So otherwise, hit us on Google. That's you know easiest way to get to us.
Yeah, and you're really, honestly, if you haven't taken the time to go out there to Wright City to see this store in person, you can look at the website and you know the inventory and all that, but it doesn't do it justice until you walk in the doors, because the store is huge. It's new, so it's beautiful. You can pick up the shirt while you're there.
nice plug.
Good.
So what have you guys been filling the shelves with?
I mean, that's going to have to wait for the podcast.
No.
Yes.
I want to know.
No.
Okay.
We'll ask that question on the podcast, because unfortunately we are out of time. But yeah, make sure you check out the guys online at OsageCountyGuns.com and make sure you check out the podcast exclusive, as we will be able to continue this conversation with John Dawson and Jake Fair. Right now we got to wrap up the show for Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman. I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.